Hey guys, it's Richard Jefferson from the Road Trippin' Pod. Have you been thinking about going to a basketball game, traveling somewhere, you know, just getting out for a good trip? Have you been stalling on booking that trip like I have? Well, the nerds at NerdWallet are here to help you take the first steps towards making your dream a reality. NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards, mortgages, and more so you can easily compare and find what's right for you. Maybe you're looking for some quality in-person fun with your friends. Maybe watching a little bit of NBA playoffs. NerdWallet can help you compare and find the right travel credit card with a sign-up bonus to use on flights to the game. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at NerdWallet.com. NMLS 1617539.
Richard actually wanted to, back in the day, have his own show where he just ranted for 10 minutes. Would anyone listen to that?
No, but it's not. It's therapeutic. Like, it's not about listeners.
Welcome to another edition of Road Trip, and we continue to talk all things NBA and some off-the-court stories that have caught our eye this week. I'm actually going to give you credit for this next one. We're moving on because I thought you were crazy. However, I deserve a little bit of credit too, because I said on this podcast
that was great. No, I'm
Dallas was down 1-0 and you guys basically laughed at me. Channing did. Sorry, talking about you again, Channing, when you can't defend yourself. Channing laughed at me for thinking that the Mavericks, I wanted to see how they would come out because I actually thought that they could make some noise and make it a series. Here we are, tied 2-2. However, you did say—
No, wait. Let me say this. What did I say?
About that series?
No, I'm saying
currently?
You did say—
Oh, that Luka needs to score less and let others get involved. And have you looked at the numbers? I think you did the last two games, actually.
Yeah. Well, they thought he should have got off of it more. They thought he should have got off of it more, even after
two games over 30, both losses. Luka under 30, two wins.
Now, you got to give his teammates credit. Those boys balled. But the difference, I think, with their team versus some of the other teams with great players, and Luka's cast is not that great. Luka's cast is, with all due respect, I got a ton of respect for everybody on that roster. They're bad men. But, like, Brunson is his second best player. Right? Like, Brunson's his second best player. Like, he would be the fourth best player on Milwaukee, right? But he's Luka's second best player. But those guys have to, when he throws you the ball, you got to go do something. A lot of times they'll do something and he's asking for the ball because he's an amazing player. And it's like, sometimes you just got to go and you got to create for yourself and others. That gives him time off. Every possession that he's on the floor that Brunson runs a pick and roll and scores or gets a foul and shoots two free throws, those are minutes that Luka didn't have to move. And that helps a player. That's what Milwaukee's struggling with right now late in games, is that, you know, they're getting burnt out. They can't maintain their pace of play. And so if you're going to help your team and you're anybody not named Luka on the Mavs, you got to be aggressive. Like, and when it, you know, okay, people, you know this. So you remember in 2018 where Bron went to the finals, no Kyrie, and he took that team, all you know, him and all those guys went to the finals.
Oh, I was there.
Some of the guys were like, you know, it was Jeff Green. Yeah, I'm going to say Jeff Green, and some of those guys, it was their first time playing with Bron. And one of the things that I told Jeff Green about playing with Bron, I was like, hey, when he throws you the ball in the possession, that's your chance. That's your chance. So do something. If you don't like it, he's going to ask for the ball. You're not going to get another chance. You're not. He's going to go do what he has to do. He's either going to throw it to somebody for a shot at the end, or he's going to try and score it himself. You're not going to get another chance. So if he drives and kicks it to you, be ready to make a decision. Catch and shoot, catch and drive, do whatever you got to do. And so for some people, they don't understand. Like, in the postseason, Bron going to keep it in his hands more, Luka going to keep it in his hands more. And so, you know, I look at some of those guys and I just think, like, hey, you got to be aggressive in the right way.
I agree with that. Do you think that it's going to six? You want it to go to six.
I want it to go to six. If it goes to six, I get to call the game. I want it to go to six so bad. I want to go to six so bad.
It's going, obviously.
So, and
wait. It's going to six.
No, no, I'm not doing that game. I'm doing Golden State Memphis if it goes six.
Oh, that's right. I was like, wait a minute.
If Memphis, I was supposed to go do game six. And then now I'm going to go do possible game six Memphis. So I'm rooting for Memphis. Like, I don't care, Golden State fans. Like, I want to work. I want more games. I think it's fun. I just want to work. I want to be in the building when you guys close them out.
Is the Phoenix Dallas series going past six?
No. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be, go six.
In Phoenix.
I don't know. I don't know that one. Because I'll say this. From talking to tons of people in the Dallas organization, like, I played there. I know so many people there. They lost 11 straight before they won these two. Right? Mm-hmm. And so they had lost 11 straight. And I'm not saying that they were, like, not optimistic, but you're also not stupid. Right? They're like, this team has been the best team in basketball. They have no deficiencies. Our other guys aren't playing well, like, outside of Luka. And we've lost to these guys 11 straight. They were saying all the right things, but you could see that they were like, fuck, here we go. But now they're starting to believe. And now that they believe, I think this series definitely has a chance to go to seven. But if you would have asked me before game three started, I'd been like, man, this shit might be a sweep, man.
Yeah, I know. Both of you did.
Just from the energy. Now, I'm not talking about my space.
Knowledge.
I'm talking about from being there and having to do the interviews and now having to talk to, like, different people and the, like, fans. And, like, they seemed defeated is not the right word. They just felt like they knew that they had a task in front of them. And for anybody that doesn't believe that, there is a reason why Luka hurt his calf in the last game of the year and why Golden State was playing their guys the last game of the year. Everybody was trying to avoid Phoenix. Luka got hurt in a game trying to avoid the Phoenix Suns. They lose that game. I don't know if they won. I think they lost the game, and now they got the Phoenix Suns. So if you're wondering if your team is confident, they weren't very confident at the 82nd game of the year. Just saying.
That matters. Hashtag. All right, going into the last series to talk about. What is going on in the Heat mind right now? In the Heat's mind right now. You were up to
get
you've
Duncan,
been there.
Get,
you
get,
were up
to, get Duncan or get Duncan Robinson's ass on that floor.
You were up to
get Billy Hoyle to start
two,
shooting threes.
Going back home. No Kyle Lowry for game five.
If you're the Heat, you're mad at yourself. If you're the Heat, you're mad at yourself because Philly's good, especially that they got Joel back, obviously. But I'm saying that, like, Philly's not really – like, Philly is one of those teams that, like, if you just do what you're supposed to do and don't play terrible, like, you should be fine, especially a team as good as Boston, Miami, Milwaukee. As long as you don't play terrible and don't let Embiid go for, like, 50, you should be fine. And they're playing terribly. They played terribly in those two games. Like, for their standard, like, they're shooting, like, historically low numbers. Can't make a shot. Everybody's wondering why Duncan Robinson's not playing. Like, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and question Eric Spoelstra. Let's just say that. I'll evaluate his moves after. Yeah, I'll evaluate his moves after I know all of their results. But I'm not going to sit up here and second guess that man. Now he has earned my silence, right? And so
thank you, Jesus.
He has earned
how
my
do I
silence.
Get there?
Yes, yeah, geez, he's one of the few people. So I know it. So I get it. So that for me is just more of like, we'll see. I expect to see Duncan Robinson and see if they can get some shots from him.
We've seen not great things from James Harden, but in game four, obviously the 31, 6 of 10 from three. What version of James Harden does this team need with Joel?
That version there, but they can't get that version.
So, okay. You really think that he needs that kind of output in terms of winning?
To win a championship? To win a championship, yes. Not to just beat the...
Okay, yeah,
yeah. Because you got to understand, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's... Mm-hmm. Like, they got to win this round, another round, and another round. Mm-hmm. Like, think about that. Like, we're in the second round here. Like... This shit's going to get harder. They're going to get the winner of Milwaukee, Boston on the other side, right? James Harden's against those two defenses. James Harden's going to have to hit some shots and some big shots and score some points, right? Like, And then after that, they're going to get the possible winner of Golden State and Phoenix. If they tried to go against Golden State with those assassins on the perimeter, and don't get me wrong, Joel will have 100 because he's just huge. But if they tried to go against that, and James Harden is shooting, you know, struggling to shoot from three. I know Golden State's not shooting the ball well either right now. But ultimately, Steph, Jordan Poole, and Klay, shit. You better start scoring the ball. You better start looking to score the ball, because with all due respect to James, we know he's not stopping anybody. So, like, they need that version, or at least, like, a little bit less. Just a little bit less. But he can't have 11 straight games of not scoring 25. That's not going to get them to a championship.
And I don't think that's what they signed up for either. And I don't think James Harden would have guessed that that's what it would have been when he took on that opportunity.
Agreed.
Okay, so obviously, if you're listening closely, Richard is pretty conflicted because he just had Golden State in the conference finals. However, he wants the Grizzlies to win, at least to get to game six, because he gets to call the game.
I want to call the game.
Let's take a quick time out because we have a few great products that we want to tell you about this week.
Hey everyone, it's Richard again for our friends at NerdWallet. You still dreaming about a trip to the NBA playoffs this year? Well, what if I told you NerdWallet can help you take the first steps to making that dream a reality? NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards, mortgages, and more so you can easily compare and find what's right for you. And since you're already planning on going to the playoffs, let's bring along a friend, why don't we? NerdWallet can help you find a travel rewards credit card with a sign-up bonus to use on your hotel for the whole crew. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NMLS 1617539.
All right, road trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs in full swing. All new users that make their first deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections. And you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your App Store and download the app today. Remember, Road Trippers, Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. You've been traveling a lot and you've been taking your athletic greens with you. You've been taking the travel packs of your athletic greens with you?
Look, it's the same reoccurring thing. Like, where is my extras? Like, where is my extras?
Oh, you need more. Still? You still need more?
I need more. Yes. I'm running through
it. I must have left your address off.
Every day
I must have left
scoop.
Your address off. Apparently, Channing needs his athletic greens too, and he's been waiting on his order because he is under the weather. I still take them daily because obviously athletic greens, in case you don't know, have 75 different kind of vitamins and minerals. They are packed, whether it's in the scoop or the travel packs that Rich takes with him for his traveling here in the postseason. It's good for obviously your immune support, the clarity, the energy, etc. But the one thing I have noticed, I don't know if you notice this as a man, Richard, I'm not sure. I don't live in a man's body, but I've noticed a difference in bloating. So women, check that out. I am a big advocate of that. De-bloatation. Consistently having taken my athletic greens. So I know Rich is a big supporter of it. Channing is as well.
Let's go.
We shout him out all the time. Send him more, please. Because we mean it. So to make it easy for you guys, our listeners, our viewers, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supportive vitamin D and 5 free travel packs that we love with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin, take ownership of your health, and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's venture off into some stories and topics for the last few minutes, Rich, that are not really about the playoffs. I'm going to start with this one. Actually, this has something to do with the playoffs, and I know that you are very adamant about this, and you have talked about this in the past, even before what just happened with Chris Paul and his family, which understand the frustration there for CP3 and his family, and for any athlete that has to go through something like this. After the Mavs fan was ejected and banned in Dallas for giving Chris Paul's family unwanted hugs, Sunside coach Monty Williams, congrats him as well on Coach of the Year, came out and said that players' families should have their own seating section at games. What are your thoughts?
These are the times where I get myself in trouble because these are times I get myself in trouble because, first of all, they are right. Chris Paul, these people, and I'm not going to tell anybody how to spend their money, where to spend their money, where to seat their family, where to do any of these things. That is not it. The only thing I can say is this, and it doesn't, there are things that I can't control as a player when I'm on the floor. I can't control who is in the area with my mom, my wife, my kids. I can't control that. And truth be told, the postseason is not the time to be worried about that. For instance, when I played for the Nets, Byron Scott, we would do like a big dinner before the postseason, and it would be like wives, girlfriends. It was like a sit down dinner, really, really nice. And this was his thing. He gave all the wives a gift and all the girlfriends a gift. It was just like a charm or something. And the gift, he goes, now ladies, this gift is because if you're annoyed about something, just wait till the postseason's over. If you're frustrated about something, just wait till the postseason's over. If he's spending more time at the gym because he has to, if he's traveling more, if he's stressed more, whatever it is, this is that thank you gift in advance, because this is the most stressful, grueling thing of our profession that we're about to embark on. So it was more of like a gesture of like, hey, there are things that are about to happen that you can't control, right? So like, control what you can control. My point is this: in the postseason, when you're having your and all of that stuff happened, make sure everybody understands, all of this stuff happened after Chris Paul had already been fouled out of the game. So none of this like impacted his play. But like, if you're 100% focused on games, and it's Mother's Day, I understand. I want my mom in the building. I want my wife in the building. I want my kids in the building. Mother's Day, you should be able to feel comfortable enough to there. But a lot of times, it's like, put them in a suite so you don't have to worry about a drunk fan. Put them there. And they were directly behind the Suns bench, which you should have. You don't want to be staring out and seeing something going on. You want to make sure that all of your teammates and all of this stuff. So Chris Paul did that aspect right. Have them right behind your bench. So your security is there. Your teammates are there. The staff is there. Everyone, they're basically just a fourth row, right, of the Phoenix Suns, which is smart. But I just think that like sometimes in these hostile environments where people have been drinking all day and partying all day and they're looking forward to it and they're just so amped up, that's a tough spot for people to have their kids in and to have their families in, because while I might just be like, Chris Paul, you're a bum, Chris Paul, you're a bum, you say that enough next to Chris Paul's brother, that might frustrate Chris Paul's brother, right? And then Chris Paul is like, oh, that's BS, BS. Well, I'm a Mavericks fan. I've been a Mavericks fan for 20 years and blah, blah, blah. Like, I think this, and all of a sudden, those are just tensions that are flaring because they're emotionally charged environments. And that is not to blame Chris Paul's people. That's not to blame anybody here. That is just speaking on the environment that is present when you're talking about the postseason. And so I just think as players, you have to protect your family. And sometimes that could even mean not putting them in that situation and putting them in a suite and making sure that like the one thing that you don't want to be stressed or worried about is that. So try and control what you can control.
But I think that also goes for a fan as a human being. Let's kind of grow up a little bit. Let's understand and recognize
that message. But that message is not going to be received, though, Allie.
I know it's not going to be received per se, but I agreed with Chris Paul's tweet. It's like, you can hold us to a certain standard, but when it just becomes being a respectful human being, don't cross the lines. Don't blur the lines. You're at a sporting event.
Agreed.
Life is a little bit more than that. Like, don't touch the family. You don't need to touch the family. You don't need to attack them as a person.
We agree.
Judge the sport.
No one's changing. Yes, but 6 months from now, when there's another drunk person or another situation, this is not like this. I agree. We are all on the same page.
Are we
all on the same page? My only, yes. My, like, this person shouldn't do that. But in that moment, you're not teaching life lessons. In that moment, you're not teaching life lessons at 3:30 on a Sunday.
You shouldn't have to.
That's what
point.
I'm saying. I'm
and
just
it was
like
a kid. With an adult.
There's
adult,
a lot of things that we like, shouldn't have. There's like, there.
Sorry.
See, this is the thing. See, yeah. See, you're thinking. You're thinking.
But
like,
we can
you're
sit here. I guess
retroactively. I'm thinking proactively.
Oh, I agree, and but I also think that it should be maybe a section. To your point, you don't want to tell people how to spend their money, and obviously a section roped off
yes,
by
I don't
the
want
league
to do that.
Or that's already set up. But I also think that there's a difference between putting your hands on an individual and saying something out of emotion because you're at a sporting event. So I understand you probably can't control what comes out of someone's mouth per se. I mean, there's things that you should not say. But to physically put your hands on another individual, you shouldn't do that to another fan, let alone an athlete's family member.
And look, man, I've had random people come up and try and hug me, right? And hit me, and you have too, right? Like, and it's just like, oh, can I have a hug? Like, and you're just like, hi.
COVID.
Hi.
No, I'm not a hugger.
No, look, I think it's sad that I think that's sad that the way some of that stuff has gone down. But ultimately, I'm going to think proactively in that moment. And it's like, hey, everybody, we're going to get a suite just to make sure nobody has to worry about our family and friends. If you want to get two seats someplace else, like for what? And again, you shouldn't have to do that. I agree. There's a lot of things in life we shouldn't have to do. But at the end of the day, we're going to be proactive, right? Mm-hmm. It's like,
well, and at this point, I don't
that's
think
just
that
that's just the best
we
way.
We have any choice. We've seen too many things happen that it's just what needs to be done. Okay. I have two other things for you before I let you go, before we conclude this edition of Road Trippin'. Shaq says he would dominate Rudy Gobert in his prime.
He would dominate Rudy Gobert. Rudy, I love you, bro. Rudy's a bad man. No. Shaq would dominate anybody. Shaq would dominate anybody. He's not lying. You put Shaq prime, end of prime, beginning of prime, he dominates anyone. Like there's no different than there's only been one physical specimen like Giannis. Just like we've only seen one physical specimen like Bron. Shaq was even fucking bigger. That's not a lie. And Rudy, how about this? This is what I'll give Rudy. Rudy would do as good as anybody on the defensive end. That's the best I'll give him.
Would Shaq dominate Bron?
Rudy would do as good as anybody. What? Yes. What? Yes. Shaq would He wouldn't even see Bron. That's part of the reason why the Golden State Warriors, when like you talk about Draymond playing the five, they would have had Shaq made it so you had to carry 2 to 3 bigs on your roster just to have, you know, enough fouls. Because it was impossible to guard him without fouling. And you would try to wrap him up to make him shoot his free throws. So you were always in foul trouble. Always in foul trouble. So you had to carry 2-3 bigs on your roster. Shaq made people get paid because they would overpay for Eric Dampier because they needed more bigs. And he was the best on the market. And they needed someone to guard Shaq. And so they gave that man too much money. Like, Shaq was getting people paid because they just needed extra bodies and extra fouls.
Why do I feel like that no, was there's such a strong there's... take? Shaq would even see Bron. Jeez.
No, oh God, no.
Okay, I want to end on this one because I think it's funny because I think you have something. Did you by chance see the reporter at the F1 race? And I say this because I know you love Duke so much. The reporter, Martin Brundle, who went up to Paulo Banchero and thought he was Patrick Mahomes?
I saw the clip. I didn't see that.
Okay, so obviously you're now on this side. Have you ever mistaken someone like this? Or on this side of the mic, have you had those moments where you had no idea who you were interviewing, but you had to interview them? Especially because you're now doing red carpets and stuff for Extra.
Yeah. You have? When you're like, yes. No. Let me say this. Not from a prep and homework standpoint, but when you're working the red carpet and it's like you don't know who the fifth actor is and, and how they might be looking on screen. They might be, a drug dealing coach on screen, but then he walks up in a suit looking like you don't know. I would not get like Patrick Mahomes, one of the most recognizable NFL players of the last like 50 years. I would not get him mistaken. I can see the similarities, but at the same point in time, no.
Like, has anyone ever come up to you?
Those are things that Allie, you know this.
What?
You know that this job is about your homework.
Right. But yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's about your homework.
But you also know that I've seen two movies in my life. However, I would do my homework, but if there was that moment, you never know. I mean, I'm one of those people that I don't go anywhere without my IFB in case I have to do breaking news. Has anyone ever come up to you and mistaken you for someone like that?
I've gotten like Jason Taylor before when he had just won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God, I could see that.
I got that going through the airport. Yeah. Yeah. We're the
same.
Can I
be honest with you?
Of golden brown.
I don't know if it's so much that as
he's
the
much better
bald
looking
head.
Than I am.
I have actually, because I follow his wife on Instagram,
and we're both big dudes.
I have actually opened up my Instagram and it been the photo, and I would be like, "Who's Rich with?" Oh, that's not Richard. I've actually mistaken you for that individual, for that guy. All right. Anyway,
there you have it. There you have it. Yeah. It's like, who is Rich? Who is Rich hugging in a bikini and
Rich
shorts?
Rich has a baby
like, wait,
boy now?
What?
He's in Miami?
Boy, is that what? When did this happen? What?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, no, I've
kidding.
Gotten...
No.
When he had just done Dancing with the Stars, I got that a bunch.
Yeah, I could see that. All right. Did we forget anything? Are we missing anything? Yes. Anything else you want to get off your chest before we wrap up? I need you to go on a rant for 1 minute. 60 seconds. You have to have something.
Wait.
Within
you got to give me 60 seconds. You have to give me 60 seconds to like think.
Okay.
All right. You keep talking while I think about the rant.
This is actually a moment that I've been living for. Richard actually wanted to back in the day have his own show where he just ranted for 10 minutes. Would anyone listen to that?
No, but it's therapeutic. Like, it's not about listeners. Like, look, man, like, I'm retired. I save my money. I don't
actually
do this because
sent me
I
a voice memo.
This is my our
back in the
rant,
day. That was 8 minutes.
I might have been.
You've got
drunk.
20
I
seconds.
Been,
I hope you
I
have a topic. You weren't. You were completely sober. Let's see how good you are. I'm gonna be honest with you. Your buddy Chris McGee, if I gave him this floor, this stage, he would crush it. Knock it out of the park.
No, he would crush it. Well, first of all, it's different when like no chanting. So anything that I've felt over the last hour, I have spewed.
Winning time.
Shit.
I got it. Winning Time. They just aired their last episode. Would you like to see a season two? And what did you think about the first season? Because I know you covered it. Give me 60 seconds.
I don't think that there should be a season two. I think they covered it very, very well. I think that I want to see more stories like this that are shown through a comedic lens. Now, I respect the people that are being portrayed in this are not enjoying that. I think that's fair. And I think that if you're portraying real people, you should keep them in mind and at least be respectful if they should have some sort of interview. They should talk to the people that are portraying them. Like, everything should not be a caricature of them. And so I want to see more like it. I think it was filmed beautifully. The story was hilarious. Like, they took you to a time and a place, and they brought people back to life and kind of showed. I had no idea. Like, I'm talking about, I can sit up here and spew basketball knowledge till the fucking cows come home. I had no idea that Jerry Buss was this, and that he, you know, basically bet all of his money and everything. He was selling buildings to get players. Like, these things are crazy stories about what the NBA used to be a part of. Like, that stuff, I found that fascinating. And so those are the factual things that I took from it. And I think it'd be really cool for them to do some football stories, have them do some stories about just pop culture moments, because that Winning Time was not just about basketball. It was a pop culture moment in time that starred basketball players. And I think, like, no different than like a Studio 54 or, you know, Woodstock, like, it, those are like pivotal times in different genres, that there were different people that were starred in there that it'd be really cool to see come back to life.
And think about it. You just won. Well done. That was actually 90 seconds. Congratulations. It was a little bit harder, though, wasn't it?
I got you.
I will say, though, that, and think about it, unless they did something like this, though I know that it wasn't 100% factual, that there were some, like, embellished moments and scenes, we would never have known or had an idea or a glimpse. But guess what? The generations moving on from, like, 2000s, early 2000s, mid-2000s, forever, it's all going to be documented because of this thing called social media.
Yeah.
We're not getting away with anything.
It's all going to be we're not getting away. But it was cool because I just want to make sure everyone knows about Winning Time. While there might be a lot of falsities, there's also a lot of things that were underplayed. Just hear that part. Just hear, there was a lot of things that were underplayed, as much as there were some false stuff, right? About, you know, Jerry West, Korean, there's some people that were not happy with it. There was a lot of things that were underplayed, whether it's the partying, the drug use. It was a different time. Right? It was a different time, but there were definitely some things underplayed.
Could you imagine if we actually got the full truth? Some people would
You'd have to only be there for the full truth.
Upset.
Well, yeah.
All right. Rich, you're amazing.
So
hopefully we'll have Channing next week. But
thank you.
It's another edition.
Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Road Trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs in full swing. All new users that make their first deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections. And you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out PrizePicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your App Store and download the app today. Remember, Road Trippers, PrizePicks is daily fantasy made easy.